Blog Talk Radio.
Young Goons, Dior, you what up? B-West, G-Dash, you finna get it poppin' again in here. Yeah, Free Gator.
Yeah.
I step up in the scene, any day is acting feminine. Talk about the best, make sure that you mention this. I ain't trying to wipe my minutes for the benefits. The city of brotherly love, quick to be terrorists. Homies in the back, and you know they show stopping. Part two, and ain't no rest, let's
get it poppin'.
Dickhead in my way, while you blocking. She fucking with Leezy, believe me, I'm a hot topic. Gunning on these niggas like every single father do. Money over bitches like every one of my brothers do. Claiming that you're wrong, but really niggas valuable as fuck you. Pain me, going after cops. A motherfucker animal, everything off the tongue shit. G-Dash, B-West. Time to get it jumping.
Time to get it jumping. Young Goons, let's get it popping. Let's go. Come on.
Lose control, baby. Lose control. When the beat starts knocking, baby, hit the flow. Don't stop till you finish controlling it. When we turn in the club, we gon' do some more. Lose control, baby. Lose control. When the beat starts knocking, baby, hit the flow. Don't stop till you finish controlling it. When we turn in the club, we gon' do some more.
I say into the aura, flow kinda crazy. Tighter and thicker than Rosemary's Baby. So nobody running with the way that I go in. Flow so mean, haters calling it the old man. This shit can get serious. Motherfuckers losing control when they hearing this. I go in, no doubt about it. These motherfuckers really ain't about it. They cowards. I'm about to lose it, don't make me prove it. It'll take a hop, skip, and a jump before I pull it. I'm so patient, these niggas can't take it. They see the big chain on the neck, no fake shit. I'm so legit, it's hard to quit. They see the flies on me like I'm the shit. So recognize who the fuck I be, cause these niggas can't fuck with me.
Feel me? Lose control, baby, lose control. When the beat starts knocking, baby, hit the flow. I'm like, don't stop till you finish controlling it. When we turn in the club, we gon' do some more. Lose control, baby, lose control. When the beat starts knocking, baby, hit the flow. I'm like, don't stop till you finish controlling it. When we turn in the club, we gon' do some more.
Shorty losing control like she fishtailing. The whip getting her wet, fishtailing. Still staring, rims glaring. She know I love to get it rocking, Van Halen. But you know what it is when you see me. No shirt, no kick, eyes open, that cheap shitty. Puffing on that green into the weed beat. Can't see my eyes thinking I'm blind, Stevie. But ain't no need to wonder. I gotta go in underdog slumber. She know I bring that thunder door. She ain't no whore, I got the number. Baby, what it looking like though? No Sierra, but little Missy losing control. Baby, what it looking like though? Far from a gardener, but I'm looking for her.
Lose control, baby, lose control. When the beat starts knocking, baby, hit the flow. I'm like, don't stop till you finish controlling it. When we turn in the club, we gon' do some more. Lose control, baby, lose control. When the beat starts knocking, baby, hit the flow. I'm like, don't stop till you finish controlling it. When we turn in the club, we gon' do some more. Lose control, baby, lose control. When the beat starts knocking, baby, hit the flow. I'm like, don't stop till you finish controlling it. When we done in this club, we gon' do some more.
Hello? This shit was, it won't let me. Patrick.
Who's caller? We got cash back on the line.
Miss Cleo
come to take place of honest fire. Me a fan, man. Me come on the show and we tell you everything. Tell me, if you tell me what you ate for breakfast, I can tell you how much money you're going to make next week, man.
I can tell you how bad your credit is going to be.
Listen, this is the psychic hotline. We're here to give you your future, $19.95 a minute.
I'm here to give you your future. If you tell me your credit card number, your social security number, I can tell you how much money I'm going to charge you up.
Just, you gotta tell us your... Listen, we do a live interviews right now on the radio show. What's your name? Where you from?
Mina.
I'm serious.
Aunt. Where you
from?
Philly Shine Radio.
Philly Shine Radio. We got Aunt over here. Switched it. We switched it up. Mina getting cracked on. We got people. We try to do our radio show, getting people to do something strange for some change. My name's Honest Fire, host of Philly Shine Radio. Y'all coming to Mill Creek tomorrow?
Tomorrow, I'm coming to Hypnotic right now.
Ooh. And it went blank. I wonder why I stayed there. Uh-oh, it's dead air. I think it might have hung up. Uh-oh, do I have to do it again and again and again and again and again and again and again? No, she's still no air, so I am talking to myself.
Shit, y'all couldn't even hear me, could y'all? Damn.
I was talking to myself.
Y'all missed a whole interview over here. I had my phone on mute. Play some music.
Oh my God.
Wait. How about I was entertaining the callers with my little I'm dead on the air.
Listen. Can you
really hear me?
Put Cashback song on right now because shit is fucking up. Fucking up right now. Play Cashback song right now. All right,
hold on, wait. Let me just make this statement, and if you want to, speak.
I'm up to the call. You want to set up your mic 1 second. It's just going real crazy. Y'all know how I get when I'm outside. If y'all know, me over here get, oh, shit, where's my camera? I'm about to film her.
Yeah, film her and send me the video. I'm going to make some money off the hook. Cool, we're
going to
go into this music right
more,
now.
More music.
Girl, you looking hot, you might as well take it off. You looking good, you might as well take it off. Take the ring out of the edge, you might as well take it off. I love the way you take it off, you gotta say it again.
That was funny as shit.
Call it tip top. Put you with Giuseppe.
Don't give me no excuses, okay? I'm not trying to hear that.
Okay, listen, right. We have a little technical difficulties.
Cashback. We're going to get that good interview with you, man.
Okay, okay, we have a caller without a hand up. I don't know if this is him or not. 317-371.
Let's just open them up. 317. Welcome to the show.
Hello?
What's your name? Where you calling from? 317?
This is Bigger Cheese, motherfucker. Probably the illest.
Oh, shit.
Shit, Dale.
Yo, true teller. Write his number down because I'm always losing shit.
You know what I do with numbers. I'm lazy. I take pictures of the
phone. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, baby girl. What's going on? Y'all need, what's going on, man? Y'all need to get y'all shits together, man. What's going on?
Yo, it's
a bunch of dead air and shit. What's going on?
Listen, Blog Talk be effing up and shit. When you mute it, it don't let you unmute it and shit.
I'm sorry.
We back on the joint. We had people doing something strange for some change. One dude took his shirt off for free. I said, wowzers.
Yeah, he looked like that girl.
I said, wowzers. Yeah, I was going to give him some change. But he ain't want to do nothing strange for no change. We got people doing something strange for change tonight, Biggie Cheese. We about to go back outside on location down the bottom. How you been, though? Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio.
No doubt, man. I've been good, man. You know what I'm saying? Just trying to, you know, trying to maintain, you know what I mean? Just trying to keep the shit hot, you know what I mean? You know, we got the trial time popping off. You called in, was guest prosecutor one night.
Yeah, I was guest prosecutor. It was real fun, you know what I mean? I'm a professional, you know. I was trying to be as court-like as I could, being as though I don't know shit about court. He was like, yo, truth teller was so funny. He was like, you're not supposed to speak while the judge is talking. I'm like, I don't know how to behave in court. Like, I really don't. He's like, how dare she speak while the judge is talking? I'm a law-abiding citizen as the judge. Like, come on now. What you got coming up? I gotta see some new music. I just been so crazy. I finally moved, so I'm like settled and everything right now. I could get shit popping for everybody. I got a new mixtape dropping too. I gotta put my shit on trial time. Critique me.
Well, you know, I'm not. You know, I'm just a judge, so I'm like the referee. You know what I mean? The prosecutor is the one that come up with the charges. And then the public defender, you know what I'm saying, he'll try to get you off and try to get you some free spins at the end of the day on the boat. You feel me? But, you know, if you get you a paid lawyer and come on in with your track, you know what I'm saying, get ready for your arguments because, you know, the prosecutor is going to try to trump up the charges on you. You already got one charge is attempting to sell, you know what I mean, because you over there think you got some crack. I already know you think you got some crack, so. Everybody that rap think they got crack, so, you know, they need to turn themselves in regardless, you know what I mean? If it's really crack, you know what I mean?
Exactly. I know one of the more crazier shows that I've been on yours was when, and I would like to know, like, since that show, has anybody sent you a song that you had to just stop in the middle of it like that, like, because you just stopped the boy song. Like, how often does that happen on trial time?
It happens all the time, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like, really, seriously, you know what I mean? Like, I'm an artist, you're an artist. I don't know if Truth Teller's an artist, but you know what I mean? Like, we artists, and we pretty much new artists, but people know who we are, but nobody gives a shit at the same time. So if you send me some shit, you know what I mean? I don't know who the fuck you are, first of all. You know what I mean? And you want me to buy your shit, pretty much, at the end of the day. Maybe not buy money, but, you know, buy, believe in what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? That's what I, you know. So, I mean, a lot of motherfuckers is trying to sell their shit, and, you know, a lot of times they do get cut off early. Like, how many times you ride down the street or, you know, you listen to something and you just turn it off early? I mean, I just try to keep it so real on the show. You know what I mean?
Keep it official.
You know, somebody do send me some stuff. You know what I mean? I know they worked hard and they went to the studio and they spent their little money to, you know, to drop that crap, you know, and we cut it off in the middle of the verse sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yo, truth teller, you wasn't there, though. But I tell you, like, I was able to actually get back at some nut-ass nigga and shit on his show. It was like, I couldn't believe, I really, really was like, I really couldn't believe the boy audacity, like, he was really somebody. Like, come on now, don't play yourself, you internet rat. Internet rat, live on Bear Cheese Show. But I actually did kind of a little, I threw a couple shots at the boy. I did a joint to Roman's Revenge. Maybe that's the one I'll send you, you know what I mean? I threw some shots. Huh?
You dropped over Roman's Revenge?
Yeah, I did something on the joint. Went in for like a couple minutes. Got me. What I say? These niggas so corny. Dungarees. Huckabees. Lying on your dick, you got caught. Big of cheese.
you gotta send that shit in. You know what I mean?
I got you. Lying on your dick, you got caught. Big of cheese.
Shouted him out, huh?
Yeah, I definitely shouted him out. Like, fuck out of here, nut ass nigga. I'll let a bitch know. Yeah, that'll be like my first shot I ever took at a person on a song, but it might not be the last. I'm not the type of person to give a fuck. Yo.
Hold on, wait. Let me say this real fast. Okay, for everybody's attention, the truth teller does not sing. She does not rap. She just sits around and does nothing.
Nah, yeah, she's definitely behind a lot of the creative mind thinking for these topics lately, though, because my ass be 80 million thousand different places at once, and she's definitely holding down Philly Shine. We're going to call her the Philly Shine Administrator. That's what she is.
Wait, let me stop playing. I do write.
I do write.
That's what I do.
Don't play. Yeah, she's artistic. But Big of Cheese, I would like to tell you, like, on some real shit, Big of Cheese.
You cut me off.
I know, I'm sorry, but I got to shout him out because he shouted you out earlier on some respectful shit. You're a real thorough-ass boy, and I appreciate it when you called in. You didn't even assume if she was an artist or not. You just, you know what I mean, shouted out with respect. You're like, I don't know if you're an artist or not, but... You know what I mean? He be on point. I know I got to play my song, I'm going to keep it gutter. That's my shit. Who's the other guy on the song besides you and G-Stax?
You still got that joint in your system?
Hell yeah.
You sure they ain't erased it on?
Wait a minute, I don't know. Truth teller, you see it? It says Big of Cheese, G-Stax, gutter. It's not in there.
Let me see.
You know what, Blog Talk do that shit to you? Because, like, sometimes I come back and music that was there don't be there no more.
Nah, they don't. You know, since we get a lot of influx of, new inmates, you know what I mean? You get an influx of new inmates.
They deleted that shit.
What's up? Are y'all about to practice with swords? What y'all got the swords for? Y'all collect them? Oh, cool. I might need to take some pictures with the swords. I'll talk to you. That would be hot. I was thinking about my next photo shoot because my homie got these samurai swords on the stand. I might put some swords in my next photo shoot. That shit going to be stupid. Sharp.
They're turning me on, girl.
I'm be like, don't make me cut it off.
No, girl, it's not in here. What the hell? I just seen
it
like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, Big of Cheese, shout out. Do you have any music pages? Because I definitely fucks with you as an artist, man. You throw the shit. Get your nails done.
You know, that MySpace shit, I ain't really been fucking with the MySpace, but I got a MySpace page. I ain't turned to that shit in like all the whole 2010. I ain't even look at that shit. So
a whole bunch of people looking for you because my MySpace page is still popping. You got to get a Reverb Nation page, too. Get off my stuff.
Give me the rap, John.
Yeah, I ain't even saying
it.
You thought I was going to say that, didn't you? Y'all thought I was going to say the word, didn't y'all? I don't talk about that shit on air.
Yeah,
I'm gift wrapping.
I'm
gift wrapping after Christmas.
Yet, stop gift wrapping.
You don't want this present. You can't handle the truth, tell her. Take no. But you know
damn,
what?
How come, hey, listen. How come I'm on Facebook and I had left a comment earlier? I was like, I can't stand a flaky ass bitch. Right, you know what I mean? And then it's like, dot, you know who the fuck I'm talking to. It's like two other chicks was like, you calling me a flaky-ass bitch in public? I was like, I wouldn't even think of
wow.
that.
Wow. Are you serious?
Talk about a guilty conscience. That is crazy.
Like, damn.
So you
think
I'm women.
Talking about you?
But you know what, Big
what
T, you definitely got
say.
That little, you got that light, bright sexiness going on. They just probably think you they men already. They claim you an old 22. I call it 22. Y'all know why. Y'all need to know why. Next time I mention. Because I can't count. It's 22, y'all. Y'all don't even know. 22.
Wait a minute. You said like 200 chicks commented.
What?
You said
cheese.
You.
No, how many chicks
you say
commented on that status?
Some chick commented. She said, "You talking about me? You talking about me a flaky ass bitch in public?" I should say,
wow.
I should say, what you think?
You didn't say that on your comment. I'm going to your Facebook page right now.
So I'm about to go right now. Hold on.
I'm about to go to his Facebook right now.
Everybody. I'm about to go down there right now. Hold on. Wait.
Shout out to Facebook information because we got to go check this out because I'm going to laugh. Yo, it ain't nothing like a good Facebook drama. Like, geez, you don't even know, but that day before we called your show, me and the nut-ass boy was arguing on this fucking status, like 166 comments deep. Like, it was crazy.
Are you serious?
Yes. It was like 166 comments. But then I deleted mine and just let them just look like they're talking to themselves. Like, fuck out of here.
I don't even say shit once. Well, so he is in Philly. Cut it the fuck out.
Cheese, you in Philly?
No, not him.
Oh. Cheese, you in Philly this weekend?
Yeah,
no, when you coming here?
Honest fire, it sounds like you wish I was in Philly right now.
I do. I'm trying to record with you. But you know, we can do some shit. I'll just send you some shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't need to be in the same city to record.
Yeah, we definitely don't. But yeah, I definitely want to work with you.
I've been thinking about getting a Reverb Nation, though. Like you had said, the Reverb Nation. It's more Yeah, but, you know, I mean, you know.
Yeah, just get that joint. They help out a lot as far as, like, networking and just being all about music only and not so much bullshit. Like my said, it's have a nice day, heart. Or do you want to suck dick, like Facebook and shit. I remember this one dude inboxed me, hands or no hands. My dumb ass, my dick sucking list ass, didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. Like, I'm like, I don't even suck dick. I didn't know what he was talking about. And then I'm like, who cares about if you got hands or no hands? Like, yeah, Bigger Cheese, we got you on the phone. What
is
the big whoop
subject.
About?
First of all, go ahead.
Why?
Let me hear you what you about to say.
Listen. Like, what is the reason that guys are caring all of a sudden if you have hands or no hands? Because normally you just let the girl do what she wants. Like, you like that? Yeah. 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 Like, who cares about? No, take your hands off. All right, use hands. No hands. Use hands. Like, why do they do it? Use a finger. No fingers. Two fingers. Four fingers.
Follow it. No hands.
Put a finger up my butt. If a nigga ever told me to put a finger up his butt, I'm going to kill him. I'm going to jail for murder. I'm done.
Wait,
let my nigga Cheese answer the question. I gotta know. Like, what is that all about?
I guess if you use your hand, that blocks him from just trying to gag you out.
Oh, fuck all that. I pretend to gag. I never said this shit. Yo, listen, I'm the worst dick sucker in the world. Let me say this a little lower because my dad another room. But I'm the worst dick sucker in the world. I will put the head in my mouth and be like, yeah. I'm like,
that's
oh,
a turn
my
off,
God.
You know what I mean?
Whatever, you know what it is.
You lying.
You lying. First of all,
ain't
touching my hair. Nah, I feel like I haven't. I'm single and I don't care. Like, it's cool. I ain't worried about it. I just never been pressed to do it. So I just pretend to do it. And should I be like, it's too big. It's too wide.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah, I'm honest.
Get a dog.
Yeah, but on some real shit, the nigga was asking me, do you really be really doing it? I'd be like, no. I'd be just, you know, it's just theatrics. It's a theatrical event. It's an act. It's all act.
Like,
I'm in my
know, that would be an event that I would not want to be a part of. Because, I mean, like, mother, you playing around trying to get me some that, I'd be mad as shit. I'd be like, girl, what the fuck you doing?
All the guy I really like is the sound anyway. Y'all hear a gagging sound, all you get is just Stonehenge. Like, y'all hear the, yeah, you get Stonehenge. You hear the gag sound, yeah, Stonehenge. All right, wait a minute.
Like the pornos, they hear the gag sound, they're like, bitch, take that shit.
Oh, yeah. I need to talk to my son about pornos, damn.
Whoa. He is
too bad. Yo, listen. All right. He's 12 years old, but I found one in his room, so we definitely got to have a conversation. I'm about
what
to go
the
pull.
Hell?
I know, right? Yo, I'm mad as shit. I'm like, yo, we talk about, you know, sex and the birds and the bees and stuff like that, but now we got to talk about pornos.
He is
I'm mad.
He could start. He probably had his first wet dream and ain't never tell you.
Nah, we talked about all that. We talked about stuff. We talk about stuff. We talk about masturbation. We talk about everything, mate. That's my son. Who I'm alone with him. Like, his dad booked, but he definitely look out, but still me by myself. We'll see you later. Later. All right,
wait, I gotta go on the status. My stuff keeps saying loading. Wait, I don't need to see if we have any callers. Well, let me look. I'm a bad.
Yeah, we gonna get it together. You're great, babe. Please don't ever say that bad about you. But no, on some real shit though, I am. I do be fraudulent, but I don't. Who needs? Man, I swear to God, if a girl needs a suck dick to like make a man hard and all that other stuff, that's a damn shame. You shouldn't even be fucking a guy for real.
If you got a second to make it hard.
I mean.
You mean
you
what?
You gotta look at it like this, though. You know what I mean? A lot of niggas, man. I don't know about a lot of the guys you've been with, but you know, I haven't had a whole. You know, I'm not the type of guy that's had like 100 women or nothing like that. You know what I mean? But
you
know what I'm saying? Once you've been with a chick for a while, you know what I mean? It's like it's almost a prerequisite. You gotta suck the dick. You know what I mean? Like, else you ain't gonna get none.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, for real, though. Like, you know what I mean? If you ain't making me feel like, boom, you know what I'm saying?
Nah,
you're
man.
Not gonna get it.
So what if I didn't need it? What if every time I was around and it was about to go down, you were Stonehenge, I still got to go down? Like, you Stonehenge,
I mean,
I'm going to say
90% of the chicks I ever been with, they wanted to do that, you know what I mean, for me. Or they just wanted to do that for us, for our situation, you know, for that sex situation at the time. You know what I mean?
You want to catch this, Dad? Oh, no, we talking about some other stuff, sorry. Go ahead. 90% of the time, the girls go down.
You cannot talk to dad on the phone while we in the middle of talking about a sexual conversation. That is just ghetto.
I talked to my dad about sex. I told my dad the first time I had sex, he was real pissed off, but we had to talk about that shit. Who else am I supposed to talk about sex with? You know what I mean? Like,
not your dad, like, really, like, dad is just too overprotective.
No, my dad was a rider. My dad is a rider. He is a rider. You know what I mean? Shout out to his beautiful wife, too. That's my baby. That's my baby, too.
I was just saying, though, 90%, maybe even 95%. I know all of them sucked it. 100% of them sucked it. Now, I'm saying that I don't know how much they liked it. You know what I mean? But 95% of them liked it or wanted to do it. You know what I mean? So I don't know.
I didn't say that I didn't like it. No.
You be bullshitting with
okay.
it. You be pissing around
no,
the head like,
listen,
oh,
listen,
you
listen,
know,
listen.
You're making the bullshit sounds and shit. You ain't putting it, you ain't.
But listen,
wait,
that should be a hot.
You ain't bringing it. You ain't bringing it.
I want an Oscar. I want an Oscar every time, though. That shit is the Academy Award winning for Best Actress. Best Supporting Actress. best Supporting Actress. In Fellatio, the new movie. Fellatio, coming soon to a theater near you.
Yeah, but you want to get done correctly. Am I wrong?
Listen, I don't know what it is about me, but if you ain't doing it right, you gonna get punched in your face, and I'm just keeping moving.
And you won't get none.
Yeah.
You won't sit down with
you. I feel you. But you can't pretend at all with that. Like, it's no pretending on a girl. It's nothing. It's no act that you could ever do. Nothing. It's no way in hell. It's either you're doing it right or you're garbage.
You could be bad at it, but you can't. I mean, you can't really pretend when you're doing it. I mean, you know.
Yes, you can. I just told you. Like, I've never said it. I'd be wanting to say it. It'd be on the tip. It just slipped out tonight. Like, I normally never mention it when people are talking about it, but it kind of slipped out tonight. But, yeah, like, you really can. It don't matter. Like, you get a whole extra, you get an extra centimeter doing that shit. You're like, oh, I didn't know it could keep growing and shit. They're like, oh, you heard that? Guys have liked it. I mean, I haven't been with 100 or all the guys, so I don't know if all of them would like it, but I'm just saying the ones of them would like it. Yeah. We not a majority. They not a majority, but, you know, they fucked with it. Maybe it was just because it was me. I don't know. You know, I don't know.
I tell you what, if you did it, if it was a terrible job, you know what I mean? They knew it was a terrible job, but it didn't matter.
There you go. Be that nigga, Big Cheese. Tell him the truth.
Yeah, I mean, so.
I don't think they care.
Lisa got in the lips, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
He was going to get in the set of lips.
Got there.
That's what matters. I feel you, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel. Like, I got it. Satisfied customer.
Every chick is different, though, you know. Every girl is different. Like, you know, I used to think that white girls are just blazy. Like, you know what I mean? Had the most best head, you know what I mean? But not true, man.
She must have deleted her comment.
Oh.
Black girls suck the best dick in the world.
Oh, tell them one more time.
Black girls. Best dick sucker.
Mm. Yeah, that's what's up. You know what I mean? I agree. Not saying that I'm just speaking as being a black girl. You know what I mean? speaking for myself. Even my fake joints, man, please. Them joints be official. I'm going to tell you, they got fake because my last relationship, I didn't even, he didn't even like it. He didn't even want me to do it. So I got the fake. And then the one before it, I fake. I even fake, like, I tasted it a little bit. I was like, ew. But I've never tasted that shit in my life. Ah. Do guys really like that? They like to come in a girl mouth. Like, what is it? You already came. Like, you can't even feel it. Like, how can you feel her coming in your mouth when you're coming in her mouth? What feeling do a guy get out of that?
I don't understand the question.
He said, I don't understand the question. It might hurt you.
Okay. Here goes the question, right? She's saying, how does it feel when a guy come in the mouth? Like, come in the girl's mouth?
Like, what feeling do you get out of it?
If I came in a girl's mouth?
Yeah.
I mean, just having sex, if you're having an orgasm, period, it's the same feeling
done.
With you
like
having an orgasm in the mouth or in the vagina, you know what I mean, or by yourself.
Yeah, it don't matter, so why does that have to be in a girl's face or mouth? Like, what is that for?
Oh, okay, no, that's just some dominance type shit, you know what I mean? That means it's like... If I get a bust in your mouth and you drink it, that means, like, damn, you just, like, really just either a whore.
Oh, no.
Either a whore, slut that loves that shit, or you just really into the guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You really get that guy. Like, you really love that guy. You really want that guy. You know, you want that sex experience to be, you know, like he be saying on the movies, I guess. You know what I mean? Or you might see a slut. You know, you might just like to drink cum. You know what I mean?
Yo, it's really girls out there like that. One time when I was on my people's day in October, you know what I mean? The best relationship counselor in the world, like a great award-winning author. I swear to God, this guy is on point. You got to check out his show, Big Cheese, on Blog Talk, day in October. He is the shit. But no, he had girls on the show talking about how they really like cum and stuff. Like, he had this one girl talking about how she likes being with couples and just only messing with swingers. Like, yes, it's a day out there. I feel like here playing the X-File music.
You know, you only attract the type of motherfuckers that you usually always attract. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't never been the type of threesome guy, and I ain't never been a type of swinger type guy, and I ain't never met a chick like that. You know what I mean? I don't know why or, you know, how, but
I love
it.
You,
always,
Big Cheese.
Just meet regular chicks, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, I love you, Big Cheese. You have to be the first guy that's not been pressed for that. I think that's so lame. Like, why do you want to share? Like, you know what I mean? It's too, you. Yeah, you gotta be selfish. I'm not sharing. That's lame. We gotta clap for Big Cheese on that joint, man. Like, for real, man. Big ups. Like, I like
for
you even more.
You know, I'm just saying. I'm not saying that I haven't looked for a threesome. I'm just saying I haven't had the opportunity.
Oh, all right, I take it back. I was a little touched for a minute. I was touched, but nope.
You didn't fool her ass. Now she ready to come.
I was touched, and I didn't come. I was touched. No, no molestation. He molested me. I feel violated. I feel violated.
Okay,
you
touched
me.
You know. Have you ever had a threesome before?
Never.
Okay. Have you ever fucked a guy in the morning and fucked a different guy in the afternoon?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Oh,
I've done that.
That's sad.
I've done that. We talked. Yo, listen, even what's crazy is when I did that, I was 18 or whatever, and I was messing with Dad. I can't tell the story. My dad right there. Let's play some music, then I'll tell a story in a second. So you know. But no, I was 18 or whatever. Let me see if I can. I was 18. And I was messing with this guy that was 29 or 30. Bull was cool as hell or whatever. But he was trying to take me away from my dude or whatever who I was with, it got real crazy where, you know what I mean, you would have situations like I see him in the morning, then I see my baby at night or whatever. It's so crazy. I had to end up letting the 30-year-old go, though. I had to let him go. I couldn't keep
so
up.
So you was doing that
Don't
for
you
a
do
long
that, like,
time.
Two times? No, it was, I think I was cheating for, like, maybe, like, a month and a half. But once, I think, like, seeing them both in the same day happened, like, three times, I was like, I can't do this. It's too much. Like, my punk ass. Like, I'm good. Like, shout out
that's
to
really,
how resilient the female anatomy is, huh?
That's kind of
slutty. What'd you say? It was, but they didn't know. You know what I mean? Like, neither one of them knew. They didn't know what was going on. Yeah, I was, like, dead wrong and everything. I had to break it off, like, with the boy that was older or whatever. I broke it off with him. He was real possessive. I just couldn't take it, like. I'm like, stop asking me where I'm at. Like, you know what I mean? On that tip, like.
Bitch, where you at? I
want
to know.
What'd you say?
He like, bitch, where you at? I want to know. I want to know the time, the place, the time you got there, the time you left, the mileage you used on your car to make sure you ain't use no extra mileage.
Yo, but then guess what? Like, what's crazy is he was such a cool vanilla guy. Like, I swear he was so vanilla. Like, he would just work. He had his properties. He would spend his money. He was just cool, whatever. Fast forward to 05, I see him. Or was it 06? 06, I see him. This guy want me to piss on him. I'm like.
Same guy?
The same guy. He was just like.
He was like, I was thinking about you for years, all this other stuff. I'm like. What type of stuff is that?
And the reason I didn't do it is because he was talking about some hit, give me $150. I was like, I know you could pay more. Like, that's got to be, like, a stack. Like, who does that for less? Like,
he asked you, you was going to do it for free, and then he said $150? You were like, oh,
No, I wasn't going to do it. I would never do anything like that for free. I would actually open up, like, a dominatrix business. Like, I would whip and piss and spit on people all day and smack them. I would do that. I could do that. I wouldn't do that. I couldn't do that, because if they got on me, I would kill them.
Go down so I can piss on you.
Oh, no, Dad.
I was going to make sure
Dad, I was joking, man. Dad, go over there. I just got checked. I'll be honest, my dad just walked up on me with a big metal pipe. But just like when I was 14 years old, when I told him, you know what I mean, I've started. I'm off.
Did you hit the pipe then?
That is real disrespectful. Take that whole comment back. You didn't even say it right. I said a metal pipe, not pipe. You say the whole word metal.
Okay, did he smack you in your head with the metal pipe?
No. He could have, though. He didn't do it.
Fuck out of here, then. My cousin.
But no, I would open up that business, Big Cheese. If you know anybody who wanted that, who wants those type of services, we could get it started. You know what I mean?
When I come out to Philly, though, you know, I want to start an escort service.
Oh,
not
all that.
No, we ain't doing all that.
Yo, but people do that too, Big Cheese, though. This boy gave us a card the other day, didn't he, Mina? Yo, the boy straight pulls up on us, gave us a whole business card. I'm like, they make business cards for these things? Are we in Vegas? Like, what is legal?
Yeah, it's legal over here.
Niggas, they try to pull up on you. Some niggas that own escort service, they pulled up on you and was like, look, boom.
Yeah, me and Mina. They pulled up on me and my girlfriend Mina, passed this car. They circled the block. We were watching us and stuff. I'm like, where are those? Get out of here. Like, that's not how you audition, is it? Is that an audition?
No.
We auditioned. Shut up.
Auditioning to be an escort. Good Lord.
Got you horny.
Never. Shut up.
I think them was just, hey, he might have just been a pimp. You know what I mean?
Pimp your ass out, smack you the hell around.
Won't come on.
No, I ain't know what it was about. I ain't got nothing to do with all that. But I'm just saying, like, give me $1,500. We got it. You get it. I'll piss right on you. Say, no, I'm joking. Don't, please don't think I'm telling the truth. Like, please don't pick up. I wouldn't do that. I'm good. People might take me serious on this show, and I get an inbox. I'm done. Like, I can't take it.
$80.
I give you $50 and put the booger around me.
Oh, I'll do that.
$50. Flick a booger.
$50. What? I'll do that, Joy. I'll do that for $20. Like, huh, take this. Eat a boogie.
That's mad.
Yo, I'm going to tell you the truth, huh?
You
okay, then.
You
didn't you? All right. I'll leave some stuff for you then, Dan. But no, some real stuff. Me and my cousins used to do that to each other back in the day. They ain't get me because I was strong, but they try to make you eat boogies. We just took this conversation all over the place. Let me back up. Rewind.
Yo, did I tell you this?
Okay. Let's see what we gonna do.
Wait a minute. Let's see what Cheese say. What'd you say, Cheese?
I tell you, this little chick that I had on trial time, she tried to come over here and had a nerve trying to sell me some pussy, and she got a SpongeBob.
No, she did.
She got a SpongeBob. She got a.
What's
got
a SpongeBob?
She got a square ass. And got no ass. Back
That's
and ass.
Horrible.
Back and the ass.
A square ass.
That is so sad.
She had nocitol.
No ass at all.
Yeah,
not, she
That's
nocitol.
Beat him.
And she got chicken legs.
Yo, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. When I
and
see a girl with a split ass, I went.
She was a rat bitch that was on my show. I'm saying she was on trial time. Like, you know what I mean? She was a rap chick. She got a Facebook. Her name is Keisha Bell or some shit. And she tried to sell me some pussy.
Oh, yo, he's shelling her out. Yo, he is turning
she
her
She tried
in.
To sell you pussy on the show? That is so stupid. She could have got arrested.
She tried to come over to my house. She came over to my house and hung out with me, and then the outcome was you can get some of this pussy for $60.
Yo, wait.
That's where the number's coming from.
Hold on, wait. She came on the show on trial time, and then y'all was hanging out, and then she tried to prostitute herself to you? How fucking low can you go?
That is
like
crazy.
This,
I'm
you know
just shaking
I mean? Like,
my
I,
head
you,
right
you,
now.
You know, you might would have got some free spins if you could have gave me some head. You know what I mean? But you trying to charge me for some... Hey, you got a SpongeBob, bitch?
And she had a SpongeBob.
You got a SpongeBob.
That's the thing you give me to tell SpongeBob.
She got to do some squats.
Wait.
Round that jaw right out. Just
and she
squat.
Got a little... She got butter... You know, she got some little crusty butter on her teeth. Like, you know, you know, you trying to do your rap thing, and you trying to do your rap thing, baby girl. I appreciate that. You know, we do what you do, but then you know this little side business that you're trying to get cracking is not going to work. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And what can I do to get my rap? What can I do?
Yo, Bigger Cheese.
She's asking me what?
Bigger Cheese. I need you. To have a show on Philly Shine Radio because I just love your personality. I love your life. I love it so much. Like, every time you're on this joint, I be ignoring the shit out of everybody else. I don't take no other callers. I really, like, once a month, twice a month, whenever you're ready, man, like, I got to shout you out too in the headline. It's Bigger Cheese on Philly Shine Radio because I love you, man.
Do we have any callers? I don't even know. We ain't even got no other callers. He just chilling.
Oh, well, cool. Well, tonight is cool. Then we on some fallback first of the year shit. That's what's up. But that's got to be one of the craziest stories I ever heard in my life. $60, though?
Crazy. She had
like
a song, you know, she had a little 100. Song. Huh?
Huh?
I was
what
like,
you
yeah,
say?
That's crazy, man. You know, so, you know.
So how does the situation go when she says $60? You told her to get out?
I was like, she was sending me some texts. You know, I gave you a short story of it. You know what I mean? But she was sending me some texts. She was like, I'm trying to get to the money. Because she had came over one night. Listen. I thought her Facebook picture was cute enough to where she could come over. The judge ain't had no pussy in like a month and a half, so, you know, he opened up the judge's chambers and she came over. I found out that she had the SpongeBob. She had the SpongeBob and the chicken legs and the butter on her teeth and a bad wig. So,
it
just wasn't going to happen for me. You know what I mean? I wasn't going to be able to do it. But anyway, she came over. And then I guess, you know, we sitting here smoking a blunt and shit, you know what I mean? She talking about her music, and the bitch falls asleep on my couch. Like, what kind of bitch is you? You know what I mean? Like, how you going?
She fell asleep. Oh, my God, wait a minute. She fell asleep on your couch.
On the couch, like this is like 1 o'clock in the morning, like, you fell asleep on my couch, you just met me. Like, are you homeless, bitch? What's wrong with you?
she had no rest all week. She just passed out.
She been selling her body all week.
I think she
does cab runs. She really gets the majority of her money on cab runs, okay? So I don't know what's going on. She got her car, you know what I mean? Cab runs. She's running around different, you know, motherfuckers.
Open up that 2674444. No, you could talk on through mine. Yo, on some real, like, to even hear that situation is crazy. That's crazy.
But who
why'd you choose
asleep?
The name?
Who falls asleep?
She was tired. She was up all day, all night.
So, you know, shit. I mean, like, I was sitting on the couch, and she was sitting on the, she was sleeping in the chair and shit. I'm sitting there like, should I just pull it out and put it in her mouth, or?
Ooh. That's awesome.
Should I just get her a blanket? And I mean, like, what is wrong with this bitch? Like, how you fall asleep over some nigga house you just met?
Okay. Technical difficulties?
Breaking up.
Move back a little bit.
Use your phone.
Listen, what happened was, I was in the studio, you know what I mean? I ain't going to shout it out because we sent squash the situation. But I'm in the studio just chilling. We all doing our rap thing. My niggas doing their rap thing. I'm doing my rapping thing. You know what I mean? Off to the side where my people is chilling or whatever. It's a couple groupie joints in there. And it's one joint just cold sleep in the studio. Like, she cold sleep. It's niggas all around. She just sleep. She had a long day or whatever. She sleep. So I'm chilling. We actually getting ready to leave. And I hug one of the boys that work at the studio or whatever. And as I'm hugging him, he gripping me up a little bit more extra. And I'm like, ho, like, get off me. Like, let me pull you to the side. Like, because I know I'm sexy and everything like that, but I'm far from sweet. Y'all don't see me smiling in none of my pictures. That's a serious face. Like, I'm a serious sexy woman. Like, I'm not, you know. It ain't all that. You got it fucked up. So basically, I pulled him to the side, just like, maybe you got the wrong idea, but no, thank you. Don't touch me like that in public ever. And he was just like, oh, well, I like you, whatever. What's up with you? Like, we have bought each other drinks in the past and like, chilled at parties and stuff like that, but never on no personal one-on-one tip or whatever. So even furthermore, when I'm talking to him, I'm like, well, it's cool. No, thank you. I'm not interested. Don't touch me like that in public or whatever. So then the boy, then he was just like, but what's up? I was like, listen, I have a man, respect me. I just took it even that first step further. No, I don't need dick. I'm good. Like, I'm good. No, thank you. So then we walk back out the room or whatever. Mind you, it's a whole groupie if you want to group. You know what I mean? You want to group on something. She's sleep. She don't even care. She's sleep right there. Like, go ahead. As soon as we walk back out in the room with my homies, this motherfucker slaps me on my ass. I slapped the shit out of him. Like, I jumped back, slapped the shit out of him. G-Stacks did what he did. You know what I mean? My other homie who I was with did what he did. And we were just, like, really on some shit. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Then they, like, he, like, you see what she just did? I'm like, don't fucking touch me. Like, what's going on? There's all these other bitches in here. Why are you touching me? Like, I don't get it. Like, certain people don't even know when to group a girl. I say if a girl falls asleep around you, and she shouldn't be, grope her. She wants you to. Like, that's what it's for. But the one that's standing up doing her thing, leave her alone because you're going to get slapped and something else. Like, it don't even need to happen that way. But I'm just saying, like,
I mean, seriously, though, you can't really blame a nigga for taking a shot, though. You know what I mean? He'll never have got that
taking
shot.
Taking the shot? Listen,
he would have never got that shot if he'd have asked you. If he'd have asked you, you know, he took the shot and just took the punishment, too. So, you know, it was worth it. You know, it could have went the other way. You know what I mean? He grabbed you on the ass, and then you could have looked at him like, oh, baby, I like it, but he grabbed you on the ass, and, you know, you got a punch.
So, wait a minute, what's the eyes on? Wait a minute, hold up. All right, so there's real eyes on me saying, ooh, baby, I like that. Like, there's real eyes.
Well, whatever.
Like,
I mean, like, you might not have said the words, but, like, you know, like, if I would have came up, you know, and squeezed you on the butt, you might have looked at me like, oh, bigger cheese, you know.
Is that a challenge? That's funny. That's real funny. I'll probably knee you right in your balls. I'm like, who told you? I've gripped men up. I've grabbed balls. I've gripped them up. Don't play with me. Like, you know, it happens sometimes. You know, out in parties. That's why I like to be in VIP.
Crazy?
Huh?
You don't want to hear something crazy?
What?
I went to a friend's birthday party, right? It was at the club right there, 15th and South. It's that club. I can think of the club right now. But I was at the club, right? And I was dancing. I had on my frickum dress, right?
Mm-hmm.
While I was dancing with this dude, right, you know, he was grinding on me. I let him grind. But then this nigga, you know, gonna push me up against the wall and try to stick his finger up my ass.
Oh,
whoa.
Shit.
You know,
what you mean, your asshole or your, I mean, what do you mean?
He tried to stick his finger up my asshole.
How did he get to through your ass?
How was your asshole up in the air like that? I mean, what was going on?
I need to know the story.
Okay. And then he just started like feeling him. I'm like, yo, back up. And then all of a sudden his like hand is like, I'm like, smack him right on the damn dance floor. And I just start kicking him and punching him.
No, assholes off limits. I turn into a homophobic man. Don't you touch my asshole. I don't play that shit.
Yo, right? Then he still was talking shit. I said, pussy, meet me outside. I'll take off my heels, put on my flats, and beat the fuck out of you.
That is crazy. I've seen you a little bit. You can't be wearing real short skirts. That shit not going to cover all that. Don't cover that ass. You don't have a SpongeBob. Come on now. Like, you can't be having that out. The boy was like, it's just right there. I might as well go for it, like Big and Cheese says.
Wait. But the funny thing was my dress kept riding up and I kept pulling it down.
See? I did that one time, you know what I mean? But I couldn't really move and I didn't stay at the club long. I had a dress that just rose up the whole time, like... I just had to stay still holding the dress down. But
so you had on one of them little ass dresses. Had on one of them little ass dresses. You try to slide his finger up your butthole on the dance floor.
Uh-huh.
Like you had no panties on.
Yeah, I had my panties on.
Niggas just real aggressive. What did he do? Try to slide him to the side? What happened?
I had on.
You gotta slide. You gotta slide the panties to the side first. Then you gotta just kind of. I mean, I don't know how he. Man, he was just really forceful.
He was maneuvering. He was like, I know what they had to go.
Look. And I was trying to drunk too. So you know that. You know I drunk. I snapped out that drunkness. You know. I was fucked up to the fullest. As soon as I felt that shit, I snapped right the fuck out.
Oh, no.
Have you ever had sex in public, though, kind of like where nobody was looking but everybody was around?
No.
No.
Come on, let's get him into the topic. Let's get to the topic real fast. That's some topic question.
What was the topic?
Oh, yeah, it's supposed to be over or whatever. Yeah, the topic question is, what is the drunkest you've ever been? Just truth or dare, truthfully speaking. What's the drunkest you ever been? And then we were there for people to do something strange for some change live. The dares had to happen live tonight. It was crazy tonight. I fucked up. I told this one guy, I was like, it's not like I want you to suck dick. He got real mad at me, kids. He started talking shit, pointing at me like, nigga, I don't give a fuck. Can't be an ass whooped. Like, but, yeah, it wasn't really fair what I did tonight. I was, you know. But, yeah, truthfully speaking, what's the drunkest you've ever been, Cheese?
Shit, man, like, I don't know, man. You know, I've been drunk a lot, you know, but, but, you know, I'm 6'5", you know, I'm 6'5", and, like, you know, I'm 6'5", like, 310 pounds, you know what I mean? So, like, if I get drunk, like, I got drunk one time to where I couldn't stay on my feet, you know what I mean? I was
wrong. Yo, that's a long fall.
That's crazy.
That's not good, you know what I mean? Like, you know, falling down drunk, like.
Yo.
You can't keep your balance. Like, what the fuck?
Yo.
I've never been that drunk.
You've never been fall down drunk? Yeah, fall down drunk is terrible, man. That's really drunk. That's like, no, you didn't eat nothing. Like, you didn't eat nothing, and you just started going hard. All right.
And then the random truth, and I'm going to do one, too. Because I did it before, and I thought it was funny as shit when we did this shit. It was hilarious. I dare you to call somebody right now and set up some shit. Set it up.
Yeah, I remember you did that shit.
That shit was funny as shit, yeah.
He's like, you coming over?
Yeah. I got my one homie. He was mad as shit. I had to call him back and apologize. I was like, "You got to like mean about this." Mean it? No. Yeah, no. You got hang up to call the show?
No, I'm hanging up the phone and I'm calling the show.
Oh, listen. On some real shit, you could go upstairs or whatever, or I go in the basement. Listen. We did this shit. It was so hilarious. I called the boy. I was like, yeah, I want you to come over right now. I had to get a Facebook friend. I'm about to pick a random Facebook friend and see if I can get him.
Yo, I can't do that shit, yo. I have a nigga really here, like, no.
I can do it. I don't know if Big Cheese could do it. I don't know if he could call.
I don't even know what you're talking about. What you talking about? Calling somebody?
No. I don't know if Big Cheese could call a girl up right now and set something up, you know what I mean? I don't know if he could do that.
What you mean, set up what?
Sex, silly. Have a person.
Oh, set some ass up? Oh, shit. Hell, if I could have did that shit, I wouldn't be on the phone tonight.
Are you trying to tell me? Listen, I dare you to. You can't do it, really?
I mean, you know, I can do it, but the option that I can do it with, I'm not trying to do it with.
Oh.
just well, not, you know,
the,
girls can do. Yeah, girls can call up any nigga and be like, yeah, I want you. Want you to come on over and shit, nigga be like, oh yeah, I'm on my way.
But no, I want you to do it. Just do it, cause I dared you to do it.
Dare me to do what? Call a chick and try to get some pussy?
Yeah.
I've been doing that all night, and I'm didn't get none.
You've been doing that all night. Oh,
I'm trying to call a couple.
Yo, you suck. I think it's funny when you pick a friend, somebody who don't even see it coming though. Like,
hold on, wait. Look, your diva up.
She is.
Okay. You said call up somebody that I never even took it to them like that.
Yeah.
See what they say.
It's too late.
It's right now is the perfect time, but it's too late though. The girls I know probably not gonna answer the phone.
What
time?
Yeah, I know. Kind of late right now.
11. Damn, we put up this whole 3-hour slot. Oh, yeah, I'm going to need to check to see if there's any more callers. I keep forgetting about you. If it's callers, I apologize. I'm doing, like, 5 other things.
Yeah, I'm about to talk to him.
You need to focus.
Yeah, we on this shit. I don't know. We're going to bring that back. Truth or Dare Saturday, next Saturday. We got to bring that topic back. Like,
that is going to be so funny.
Hilarious. I loved it. The boy was like, oh, really? Finally?
Are you really talking about that?
You really talking about that? I'm like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about, baby. Stop playing.
Yo, if I was to do it to this one guy, that would get him completely to stop calling me.
Yeah, no, that's why you want to call back and apologize and just say whatever. Like, that's what I had to do. Me and my homie still cool, you know what I mean? He cool people, but I was wrong. I was dead wrong. Funny.
You should call up DJ Exclusive and see if he tell him to come over and give you some of that.
You tripping. I get DJ Exclusive. Let's take a music break. And I'm going to get DJ Exclusive on the line right now. You know? Exclusive.
What are we going into? Oh, no, she ain't just put me on goddamn hold.
Just play some hot shit.
I don't know what to play. I didn't play versus everything on the first hour.
Ain't nobody heard it, though, so it doesn't matter.
Uh-huh. I got it. I'm about to fight her, though, because she just left me. I don't like when she do that. I'll play her right now.
I'm only here for a good time.
I'm only here for a good time. big old bitches talking shit from a distance. Don't get too close. I'm surrounded by the crowd full of missiles. Ready to blow, ready to blow. I ain't waiting. Let's get back to the point. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. A good time. A good time. Getting it. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. I'm only here for a good time. A good time. A good time. Getting it. I ain't waiting. Let's get back to the point. I'm needy, borderline greedy. I ain't wasting my time, I'm replacing my dimes with a quarter or I rent a Bentley and show and prove how my money's spent. And it's all legit, that's the way that I do it. I got these bitches like, can you teach me how to do it? They wanna become fluent. I tell them all it's easy, baby. All you gotta do is if they give a fuck and pay me. I ain't waiting, let's get back to the point. I'm only here for a good time.
We trying to get DJ Exclusive on the line right now. You know, I had some technical difficulties because I couldn't find his damn number. But, yeah, we got you with me, Big Cheese?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
I'm back. I had to call back.
All right. We waiting for Truth Teller to call back in.
I'm right here. I called back in. I got it. Hold on.
All right, well, I'm about to do my thing. Y'all be very, very quiet. We hunting rabbits. I'm hunting rabbits. Yeah. Nigga, geez,
you about to call?
I'm about to call DJ Exclusive.
Are you trying to get him to come over?
I should have called Game Hunter.
Call Exclusive, that's more real because he's in Philly, you know what I mean? Because he'd be like, yeah, I'm on my way. Shit, where you at?
Yeah, once he say that, then I'm going to hang up on him. Once he say, I'm on my way, where you at, I'm hanging up. I think he might be easy, though, because Exclusive see me. I see him a whole lot. I don't think he good. He'd probably be like, I knew you wanted it. I'm going to laugh. Hold on, I'm going in.
I'm viewing it. Did she call me?
Shut up. He on the line. Shut up.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Exclusive? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, shit. This phone messed up.
Oh, my God.
No, what you doing? I know it's late. I'm surprised you answered. What's up?
I was just finished listening to 1.3. Now I was on there.
Who was on now? That my niggas, 58th Street all day.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, exactly. That's my niggas.
My prince, but we could talk about that later. That's what's up. I'm mad I missed it. I'm gonna say I was listening.
Oh, okay.
So we're gonna get him on Shine Radio. It's gonna be crazy.
So what, you in the crib?
Yeah, I'm on the crib. Shit, I was just chilling. I'm starting to work on some new shit, new beats and shit, you know. I can't fall asleep.
I know, me too. I can't sleep either, and that's why I was calling you.
Yeah.
Like, see what was up with this. What's up with you?
Okay. So I was up.
No, I mean, like, I'm trying, like, even come over there and no business. Like, I know we normally talk business all the time, but no business tonight. I wanted to talk some sexual, like, you know.
Okay.
I want to get close to you.
Oh,
I want to know if I could come through or if you come get me.
I don't know. That's crazy. Damn, you kill your guard. Kill your guard with that.
Well, I want you to let your guard down because I just been thinking, and then just like it being late at night, I thought of you.
Wow. That came out of nowhere.
I know, it's just normally business with us, and I'm so respectful. And then even we was at the strip club that night working. We were just, you know, doing the music and stuff. But even then, I was just seeing you enjoy yourself. Like, I can make you enjoy yourself even more. Like,
wow, that's crazy. That's what's up. That's crazy. I mean, wow. That's definitely coming out of nowhere. It sounds almost scripted.
Scripted?
Yeah. Right. You know what I mean? It's scripted.
I can't get my nigga like that. I'm
on point at all times, babe.
He said his ass scripted. I can't keep going because I'm sitting here cracking up. It's hard for me to lie, though. I'm saying. All apologies from the beginning. I'm sorry, Mina.
Yeah, I knew he had to be up there. That's what I'm saying. I'm on point, babe. Stats caught me the last time with the other shit.
When he
was acting like he was calling from a record label shit. I don't know. I'm on point, babe.
Hey, you should have called her bluff on that shit. I would have been like, oh, what? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Turn that ass up. Out of spite. Don't fuck with me.
For me, excuse me. Seriously, it was too hard for me to keep going. I couldn't keep going. Like, I was sitting here holding my teeth. And then at the same time, I want to talk business with you. You talk about making beats. I'm like, shit, I want to talk about making beats and shit. But I need to go in on a couple of them beats. But I was trying to stick to the script. That was so hilarious.
That's cool.
I almost got you, though. Tell the truth. I can fuck you.
Because you were too, it sounded like it was too weird. I was like,
first of all, you called me at 2:00. Oh, I should call a lesbian then. I'm gonna call a girl until I'm ready to fuck a girl now.
Okay, there you go. At first, I'm like, I'm okay. I gotta go.
I thought
I was on the show and you was doing one of them prank jokes while I was on the show. I'm like, oh.
We on Philly Shine Radio. Shout out to websites and what you doing and the artists you working with. Shout them out right now.
I ain't on no damn air, man.
Yes, you are. Play some music. Let's play Airplane Ace, ready to party. We can play that shit right now. What are you talking about?
I
hate that joint. Oh, no. Let's play Laundro's song. I got Laundro joined. I forgot Airplane Ace just sent me the instrumental.
I got Laundro show. Yeah, we're going to show love to DJ Exclusive is people, Philly Shine Radio. I tried to get him, but I couldn't get him. It was hard. I want to get to the business talk with him. Y'all know I'm more business than bullshit. It was funny, though. Yeah. I almost had you with what I was saying. I could do you better than that stripper. That was good, right? That was a good line.
No, that's what I know. But that's when I knew something was going on. I'm like, but she tried digging into some story.
You know, the last time we was together, the water was glistening all over your body.
I would have went on ahead and played along. I'd have been like, honest fire, you come over here, I'm gonna tear that ass up. Straight up.
Oh, we gonna get bigger cheese
straight
next week.
You would have got him, man. You would have got him real good. He would have fell for that one.
That's
bend
funny.
Your ass over this keyboard, honest fire. You keep on talking.
Whatever. I'm gonna come over like I wanna play the keyboards. I came over here to work. I'm ready to work. The last time we did it was hilarious. I got him. I got my spinning time. He was like, it's too good to be true, but shit, if it is what it is, let's do this. I was thinking, I was like, yo, I talk too much business to Exclusive. I wonder if he'll believe me.
No. I was like, Riley, though, she was trying to throw you some, though. Exclusive on the quiet tip, like if you'd have been like, boom, you know,
shut up, you don't know nothing, Mr. Bigger Cheese Pimp Ass. No, but yeah, going to that, it's in the L's, Truth Teller. We will play that Laundromat, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
talk some business. Just definitely shout out to Bigger Cheese.
Listen,
what you say?
That was a casualty of blog talk.
You don't have it, that too?
It was a casualty of blog talk.
Damn. So y'all call me, try to pull a prank on me, and don't got none of my calls.
Wait, what other songs you got you sent me? No, you know what? I don't even know. That's a shame, man. I don't got it in front of me.
Wait, because
you know what it is, Exclusive? I name shit, my own shit. So I might have some shit up there with a bunch of exes. To stand for you, like triple X, meaning exclusive, like, you know?
I ain't gonna lie, man. I thought that was you and D Stacks. Like I said, Stacks, he pulled the cash on
But you know what? If D Stacks wasn't such a prankster, you would have believed me. You know what I mean? But D Stacks.
No, but still, I think I still, yeah, you know what, maybe, nah, I wouldn't have believed
you. You would have believed me. You know G-Stakes be up to the
state. You weren't convincing enough. I couldn't, you know what I mean? Nah.
I wasn't convincing enough, man.
I ain't trying to come at your acting game, you know.
I wish I had video footage on your pants right now. Don't play. No games. Like, I ain't get you aroused.
Okay.
He was aroused.
Oh, I was aroused. All right, just for you. Yeah, you got me.
Yeah, I know you was aroused. You better have been aroused. See, that's what I be talking about, Bigger Cheese. That's why I get to fake it. Because they already be around. They already love everything I'm doing. They like, you do that too?
I wish you would have called Cheese right about now. But no, he all the way up in Indianapolis. So, you know, I can't believe it.
Hey, don't play with me like that, because I'll be at the door like what?
I'm looking at him like, where to see that? We ended up recording a song that day. We talked about it. We laughed about it and shit. It was real funny or whatever. But, yeah, I could get airplane A's. Y'all think I could get airplane A's?
Hey, man, you got to come fly. Everybody want to come fly with the plane, you know, so he probably said, you know.
I'ma lay it on thick too. I'm like, that sweat crazy. Ain't nobody got sweat. Yo, all right, airplane ace. After this musical break, we going through a musical break.
What
you say?
Hold on, we got 15 minutes to go.
15 minutes. All right, we got 15 23. Minutes.
23
minutes. Oh, I was about to say, all right, cool. See, we got more time than a little.
Another hour.
We got issues. You silly. All right, listen. This is how we're going to do this. Because last time, we was fast. I clicked over. I told y'all to be quiet, and I clicked back over. This time, maybe I shouldn't play no music
phones.
And shit. What?
Let's just mute our phones.
No. Don't play no music, Philly Shine. This is intermission time. I gotta go in and
I'm about to mute everybody's mic. Like, he gotta mute his phone because he's on your phone. I'm about to mute our mic so we can't say nothing until after.
Oh, we can. Well, we can. That's not his number.
Wait. I found this song in here, but I don't know what it is. It's a IT. It's Nose. What's that?
Yeah, it's Nose. That's my girl Nose. I love that song. Play the second. No. Don't play that shit. I gotta get Ace's number and shit off my other phone. I don't even have his number on my phone. So play the second one. It's Nose. While I get his number situated, and I'ma come back on or situated. I hope he's not listening to the show right now.
He listens to the show. You fuck.
Listen to the show. He ain't listening. That's what he get for not listening. If you don't listen to the show, you might get pranked a bit.
Pranked a bit. I'm going in.
We going in.
Hold on, what the hell?
Yeah,
hold on. Wait. Technical difficulties. Hold on.
Yeah, I want to hear that, Jordan. That's my girl, Noah. She definitely shouted me out. We appreciate it.
That was a hot joint.
No, tell me what's really going on. No, back up in this thing, I'm ready. What's happening? Got turned up in Georgia, but we back again. I'm about my bread like a motherfucking scratching when I'm struggling, surviving just to get back again. I'll be out late night with the hat man and them. All your little balls, mama knows I damage them. The flow's outlandish them. So cut me a check in my right hand, yes. Well, it's sort of ambidextrous. Nose be the sexiest. Chicks gonna line up. Shit, she I'm fine, what? Lightweight, but I'm sharper than your steak knife weight. No participate if ain't no compensate. Even when I'm in the cold vent, stingray, they wanna follow me. Get you from Miami to Hawaii, I ain't gotta pay. Man, I'm off for profit. Y'all just need to stop it. Yeah, you got buzz, but how much bread did you make off your fucking project? Don't you ask me if we did a mil yet. I just laugh cause the sound scan said about that. Now haters, what you say about that? You ain't got to like me, certified diva. Being myself, I play my part, I don't need no feature. No stand for, not on your everyday level of zone. So when I come, I get it on. Yeah, stay sending bitches home. I'm a protective of my throne. Got cool boots up in my dome. And I love coming back home. I don't doubt that I am known. They always doubt that I am grown. You wanna see ID home? Yeah, I'm from the city where the log is nice. Summer fleets are honest, I'm on fire, it's her show tonight. Nose ain't gon' chill, you chill too long, you gon' be frozen ice. I want the big bucks, no way I'm going for the bogus price. Can't panic, get my nod, but fuck it, I'll admit it. I hope one day I blow like her just to say I fucking did it. Nose real serious, can't say you don't get it. When they see me in these streets, you know they respect how I rip it. Damn, I think it caught me in the moment. Like I catch these bitches frauding, but not me, I'm never phony. Real chick talking, shut the fuck up, ho. It's Nose, got him going wild, full loco. I don't quit, stick with it, you can call me Pogo. And I ride these beats like the logo.
right, maybe if Susu called him because he ain't pick up the phone or whatever. But it's cool. We'll save that for another day. I know he right for the picking, though. I got him right where I want him. Say no, I'm joking. That was funny as hell.
Shout out to her song. So shout out to her.
Who?
No.
Shout out to Noel. That's my girl. She tried to warn me about the eclipse they had the other night, but I missed that shit. I was asleep. Much love, though. I love that joint. But it's short of Amber Dextrous. Let's do this. Shout out to Big Cheese. Everybody called in the show. All the people who I offended tonight. You know what I mean? Fuck it.
Shout out to the niggas offended in the bar.
Yeah, the boy in the bar. The bar was crazy tonight. It was cool. Yeah, the boy who showed us, he lifted up his blouse. Like, no. He actually dropped his drawers, too. He was showing a lot of stuff. He was
happy.
He was a little young boy, though, you could tell. He was just smiling. He was happy,
wait,
you know.
Ask me why she hung up. I opened up
her
mic. Ask me why she hung up, because I opened up her mic.
It was giving feedback.
Oh, okay.
Bigger Cheese, you still with us?
Bigger Cheese?
Maybe he clicked over, too. Look at y'all. Y'all are trying to play, man. That's my boy, Airplane Ace. Definitely shout-out to him. Shout-out to Laundry. We want to figure out what's up with the music not being in the switchboard. It always happens. Like, I don't get it. Like, maybe
yeah.
I had my joint too long. It's old.
Listen.
Hmm?
What the hell?
Yo. That's crazy. But yeah, we're going to definitely close out the show with saying catch some Z's. You know what I mean? Do as you please.
Wait, let me get this out the way. Long talk, y'all stuck because y'all shouldn't be deleting people's music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell them, yeah. You say, yeah. Say.
Yeah, I ain't
gonna go hold on.
Rewind. Eat
shittles.
You know the
bite-sized
pieces of shit, vlog talk.
Let's talk to talk about them like that. But good night, Kia Boo. We gonna play some music. Shut the show down. Say good night. We gonna play that joint. Watch. Shout out to my boy D-Stax. You know what I mean. Definitely doing their thing. Huh?
So
watch. Yeah, G-Stax, Dollar General. Come on, y'all. Two-step. This shit is that. Like, that's my phone. I love it. You got it?
I found it, finally.
There we go. Dollar. Mwah. Good, bad bitch, every damn dummy, swag pit,
big rims, $10,000 draw to go shopping on the moon. You're fucking with a star. I got calendar money, and you're out of date. The bank can't take no more, except they out of space. My bread out of space, I need a flying saucer just to get to the state. You're fucking with bosses, watch doing the watch, chain doing the pussy. I'm getting that guac, don't fuck with me, rookie. Full wing, cry right. Superstar, true, what you done, living life. Watch doing the watch, chain doing the pussy. I'm getting that guac, don't fuck with me, rookie. Full wing, cry right. Superstar, true. Look how the diamond shining. Chain doing a pussy. These bitches bumping and grinding. Looking at the rollie, you was found rich. Every time I'm in the city, these bitches on my dick. I tell them hot balls, I got a wife at home. Plus another one, which means my money's twice as long. I tell my nigga dollar the time, let's get in our zone. Before it gets too late, the people say we getting grown. I say we getting better and better whenever, however you want it. Max and a Beretta, you can get it with me and dollar. Spit it, it's tougher than leather. Shaking them decks, you paying that price. If you rolling that stuff, then we banged out. No brakes, ride hard, no training wheels. Smooth as a baby's ass, smelling fresh just to kill. All black, shooting like the Navy, still aim straight. In this auto war, I was taught to hit straight face. Send us to the lot, cop a coupe or something. Hit the gas, pull off fast, no roof or nothing. Shorty like, kiss you get in, you ain't pay for this, bitch. I'm out, I wouldn't even bite four wings. Watch doing the watch, chain doing the pussy. I'm getting that guac. Don't fuck with me, rookie. Full wing, cry right. Two stars, two what you done, living life. Watch doing the watch, chain doing the pussy. I'm getting that guac. Don't fuck with me, rookie. Full wing, cry right. Two stars, two what you done, living life. Watch doing the watch, chain doing the pussy. I'm getting that guac. Don't fuck with me, rookie. Full wing, cry right. Two stars, two.
I don't know if I should keep playing music or what. I wonder where the hell Ines went to. Ines Fire.
Ines Fire.
Ines Fire.
Ines Fire.
Bigger? Bigger cheese? Anybody?
Ines.
Hello? I'm all calling you, trying to get your attention.
What you want me to do? We're going to end the show, babe. Good night, everybody.
All right.
Shout out to Bigger Cheese. Shout out to Future Shows. I thought we was going to shut it down after the song anyway. I was listening to the show, and I just started drifting off. And I'm hearing you like, Ines. Hey, I'm back. Here I am. You awakened me out of this sleep with your beacon of bullshit. Like, what's up, baby?
I was rapping you now. I was like, Ines fire.
Oh. Right, definitely tune in next show tomorrow with my girl Marquetta Love, Persia Sam.
I love when she do that.
Mm-hmm, right.
All
right.
Good
night, baby.
Good night. Night, everybody.